Next patient. Next patient is Jeremy Brown. That's BROWN, Brown, Jeremy, JEREMY. Date of birth is 5/22/92. Date of visit. Date of visit is 8/31/22. Please make a copy of this. Copy of this for Doc. I'm sorry. Copy of this for Chester Kicklaw. Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Kicklaw is K-I-K-L-A. Chester Kicklaw. FNP-C. FNP-C. Next, paragraph. Dear Chester, thank you for sending Jeremy Brown for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 30-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity for the past 1 year, has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed, and also was on a Symbicort inhaler, 2 puffs twice a day. The patient denies any wheezing, but has some chest tightness and an occasional cough, and also has some post-nasal drip. And his most recent chest x-ray showed no active pulmonary infiltrate. He has been experiencing trouble taking deep breaths, and denies reflux symptoms, nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for allergic rhinitis and chronic back pain. He also had pain in his left testicle and is found to have a varicose seal, which needs surgery. He has a past history for a lymphangioma that was resected from the left neck at age 2. Next, paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father died of head and neck cancer. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 15 years. He also vaped is V-A-P-E-D, vaped for 1 year, and he also smokes marijuana regularly. No alcohol use. Works in construction. Next paragraph. Review of systems the patient has some fatigue and denies weight loss. He has no glaucoma. He has dizzy attacks and no hoarseness. But has shortness of breath. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or back pain. He has some abdominal pains with reflux and nausea and constipation. He has occasional chest pain and arm pain. No palpitations like swelling. He has anxiety attacks. And he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness at the extremities. And no seizures. He has some skin rash. And no itching. Next. Med list included Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This well-built young white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 74, pulse 102, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 189, saturation 98. HUNT and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus was injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest. Equal movements with essential clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regularly the bowel starts to act. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, normal reflexes, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number one. Dyspnea etiology to be determined. Number two is reactive airways disease. And number three is allergic rhinitis. And number four is marijuana dependency. Next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to quit smoking marijuana. He also was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, get a CBC IgE level, and a complete PFT with bronchodilators. He will use an Atrovent HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Continue Symbicort as before. advice coming through follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. John Chewning, Chewningdo, and Chester Kikla, Kikla, Chester Kikla, FNP-C, FNP-C. Okay.